Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to talk about a subject that doesn't always get covered a lot, but is very important to enterprise content management, which is storage. So as companies wrestle with an overwhelming amount of data to manage and store, content management concerns can hinge on storage issues. Procuring additional content can be costly, but increasingly companies are considering cloud-based storage options as part of their enterprise content management strategies. And there are clear benefits other than cost, including convenience, scalability, manageability, and other things that we're going to talk about today. But there are some downsides to weigh as well, such as data privacy and compliance concerns, loss of data control, and more. So today, we're here with Scott Robinson, a SharePoint and BI expert, to talk a little bit about some of the issues surrounding cloud-based storage for ECM. So welcome, Scott.
Hi there.
Hi. So Scott, as always, I have a few questions for you.
Sure.
Okay, so we're going to start out with, you know, many organizations are migrating their enterprise content to the cloud. So why is cloud-based storage an attractive option?
Cloud-based storage in general is something that we approached with trepidation a few years ago when it first got rolling. But right now we're seeing that the benefits are applicable in all kinds of scenarios and useful to just about everybody. The biggest benefit of cloud storage is the fact that if you're putting information out there in the cloud, you are saving yourself the trouble of having to invest in and maintain infrastructure for the storage. You're basically leasing infrastructure from another source, and that can be Google, it can be Amazon, it can be Microsoft, a lot of cloud vendors out there. You basically pass along that burden to others. You write a check, but the check is going to be less than you'd be writing for on-premises, and you're freeing up your personnel to do other things. That's the biggest reason why cloud storage is attractive. Another great reason why you want to go to the cloud is because you give yourself an incredible convenience in terms of access. If I've got my content or I've got something out there in the cloud that's useful to either my customers or my in-house users, I can basically make it available when they're not at work at their desks. In the past, we had to set up VPNs and means of getting access to our in-house network for our personnel from our office to be able to access material from outside the office. That's not true with the cloud. When I'm putting information out in the cloud, anybody can get to it in one hop. And that's another tremendous reason for going to the cloud.
So you started to talk a little bit about this, the cost-effective nature of cloud storage. And is it kind of a lease versus buy situation where you can save some money?
A good way of summarizing it. It's basically lease rather than buy. And considering how much it costs to put together an in-house network, to build the infrastructure, to keep it growing, to keep it scaling, the maintenance burden, the drain on personnel, it makes a lot of sense in a lot of scenarios to lease that storage instead of buying it.
And as you kind of augment your data and have more data to store, it just gets incrementally more expensive, right?
It really does. Scaling is a huge, huge consideration. To scale correctly and to make your environment such that if you have 10 times as much business next year as you had this year, that you have correspondingly 10 times as much resource in terms of storage and processing next year as this year, that's a huge hurdle, and that's a huge expense. Cloud resources are designed to scale by their very nature. So scaling is something you don't ever have to worry about. Whereas on-premises, it's a huge concern and a huge expense.
So now, one of the objections to a lot of cloud-based services, and certainly in the arena of storage, is this question of data control and access. And you've started to talk a little bit about how cloud-based services for storage actually improve your access. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I sure can. The biggest plus to cloud storage as opposed to on-premises storage is the fact that you don't have to create a special gateway to come in from a public network. If I want to access my in-house network from outside, I have an extra layer of security that I have to be concerned with. Usually I solve that problem by having a VPN set up, but VPNs are usually very cumbersome to have to deploy within an organization. They require an extra level of authorization both within the system and in terms of bureaucracy to dole them out to people who might need them. If I'm deployed in the cloud, that extra layer goes away, and I'm authenticating just as if I were sitting at my desk. And that's not only true for me, it's true for people who are in partner organizations or who work with my company, preferred customers, preferred vendors, people like that. Far simpler for them to simply log on to a website or whatever means I've set up as my user interface to get to my cloud resources than to have to be given a special ID and a VPN and to have all of that infrastructure put in place just so they can get to the information they need. That extra layer goes away, and that's a big consideration.
So, and this isn't a question that we talked about when we talked about having this podcast discussion, but hybrid enterprise content management systems are really, I think, coming into their own. And one of the persuasive factors, it seems, for customers is this thing that you just described, where third parties, contractors, people outside the four walls of the organization can then access the data without accessing everything within the firewall.
That's exactly right. It's basically a new set of architectural parameters where I can divvy up my back-end environment in ways that make more sense if you consider the diversity of my user base. The cloud gives me a lot of flexibility in designing in that direction.
So if you're considering possibly a hybrid architecture for your enterprise content management system, cloud storage is kind of a no-brainer, right?
It's not only a no-brainer, I would say we're rapidly approaching a time when it's indispensable. And you would be at a competitive disadvantage if you didn't leverage cloud storage. I think that day is soon coming.
Right. So now we've talked about some of the really compelling reasons to put your storage in the cloud. But what are some of the downsides?
Actually, there are several downsides, and we don't talk about these much, and we really should. One of the biggest, and this comes specifically from my big industry, which is the healthcare industry. I do a lot of consulting in healthcare. Compliance is really a big deal in many industries, healthcare being the biggest. Exactly how you handle personal data from a privacy standpoint is something that's very, very closely regulated. In the healthcare industry, we have a standard called HIPAA. And the HIPAA standard, we've all come across it in terms of talking to our doctors and making sure our health insurance information is private. HIPAA is a huge consideration when handling personal data in any online system. Now, when we go to the cloud, we get into real issues there because HIPAA compliance has always required a certain set of storage and access and security standards to be an umbrella over any on-premises storage of private data. Now, if I'm using the cloud for an application that has that personal information in it, I've got a problem because I am no longer compliant with the HIPAA standard. I'm handing off personal information from my customers or my users, and I'm putting it in the hands of a third party. Now, we're entering an era where with all the changes that have happened with the Affordable Health Care Act and with the healthcare reform, with what we now call the Health Information Exchange, all of those things are motivating us to update these standards and update our sense of what compliance is, but we really don't have all of that in place yet. And it's something you really need to think about if you're going to cloud storage. Will cloud storage put you in a bind when it comes to compliance and some agreement that you have in place in terms of how you treat the privacy of data?
In your estimation, how far away are we from sort of coalescing around some industry standards that will help this problem?
I think we're going to see some sort of standard emerge probably in the next 18 months. Affordable Health Care Act has been rolling right along. We all see it in the news. It's progressing pretty rapidly. And the organizations, the big players in the industry, are working very hard on coming up with varieties of solutions, architectural solutions, to handle information that needs to be exchanged between healthcare organizations. A lot of effort and a lot of work are going into that, and I honestly believe that we're going to see a new set of standards emerge and be embraced within the next year to 18 months. But between now and then, a lot of thought needs to go into what data we put in the cloud and what data we don't in terms of compliance.
Right, and in terms of data migration as well, right?
Yes, exactly right. Migration is always a big issue. And this brings us to a problem that a lot of people don't consider when they think about going to cloud storage. What's it going to take to get my data out of my on-premises system and into the cloud? Now, at face value, that's not going to be such a tough proposition. It's, you know, copy stuff up, copy stuff down. But when we're talking enterprise content, the kind of content that we have in SharePoint back-end deployment or any database situation where you're having to do searches across a number of storage resources, metadata is often a huge problem. When I have a content management system in place on-premises, I usually have an elaborate metadata system that I use to effectively search all of that information, because the information usually bridges a number of sources. In a Microsoft scenario, that's going to be SharePoint content databases, and it's going to include Exchange servers at this point, a number of different resources, peripheral storage, information in the NDFS. All of that falls under my search umbrella, and it's all driven by metadata. Now, getting that metadata effectively translated into a system that is now in the cloud is almost always going to be problematic and almost always going to consume a lot of time to get it right, and you have to get it right. Otherwise, if you're working outside of your organization and you're coming in through the cloud, your search results on your content are going to be different than they would be on premises. And that can really lead to confusion.
Well, Scott, as always, you shed light on a subject that people really have to consider as they start to think about their enterprise content management strategy and upgrading and moving to the cloud. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Happy to.
And for more on enterprise content management and cloud-based systems, go to searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.